This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and the armored workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. Also on Getter. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us to start hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, the judge yesterday sentenced QAnon Shaman to 41 months in prison for his escapades in the January 6th incident.
That's right. 41 months for Jacob Chansley is his name. Many will remember him as the guy with the coonskin hat, basically,
with the horns
and so forth.
And the spear.
And the spear, mm-hmm. Standing in the Senate chambers, up on the dais there, and the whole thing with January 6th. So, yes, he's definitely serving time. I think his attorney has tried to get credit for time served. I think they're originally going for 51 months. He's come out with 41 months, which is...
And he's also going to have 3 years probation.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So he sort of became the face of the whole thing, right? He sort of became the face of that, or at least an iconic representation.
That's what he wanted.
Yeah, yeah, precisely. And then, of course, remember, I think he tried, if I recall correctly, he tried to base some of his defense on he was, bewitched by the Trump rhetoric or this kind of stuff. But he made his own decision to walk into the Capitol building where he didn't belong.
Yeah, and to show up on top of the podium.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If he hadn't done that, he probably would have been, not charged with as much time. That's just my guess. What do I know?
Well, but again, yeah, there's so many of these people that went in and did things, or they did vandalism and so forth, which is not acceptable.
Now, you're in trouble when you're Joe Biden, when fed-up Obama advisors currently in the Biden administration are really mad and upset and saying so about their repeated warnings to Joe Biden to stop doing some of the things he was doing, and it's gone on as being completely ignored.
Exactly right. And this, Captain, is going to be very damning, especially as, I mean, you can hear the campaign commercials now for virtually every single person running for Congress or Senate in 2022 or any other offices across the land talking about the idea that Biden came out with the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, which one of the former counselors for Treasury for Obama said it was the original sin that contributed in a large way to the inflation that we're seeing today. So, you know, Biden just keeps on going down his merry way. And when you start getting people that worked with Obama, for goodness sakes, saying you're getting all this wrong, I mean, that's pretty hefty.
Most definitely so. Yep. And it's not going to be work out very well for him at all. Now, the CDC, of all things to have happen, found vials of killer virus, smallpox, accidentally were discovered at an American research facility. What the hell were they doing with smallpox in this facility?
You know, your guess is as good as mine, Captain.
If that had gotten loose, it would have been worse than COVID.
Oh, it would put COVID to shame. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you, this is bioweapon level of scary.
It was.
Yeah. And so if they were frozen, we understand, and they were discovered while someone was cleaning out a freezer. So, I mean, did somebody not know they were there? Or did they forget about them and so forth? But any of those kinds of things, Captain, could create a pandemic like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, and when I heard this, I thought to myself, well, I wonder who's going to get charged with this.
Well, they'd have to backtrack through the records and see what was being done and who would have been responsible for such a thing. But you're right, the investigation will begin.
Now, 23 aliens previously convicted of homicide have been charged with the illegal reentry in, of all places, Arizona, during the first 9 months of Joe Biden in office.
You know, are we surprised in that sense?
I said convicted of homicide.
Yes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, precisely. So this is goes to show it's an exact example of why we need to have serious border security, and when Joe Biden essentially just metaphorically unlocked all the gates and said, whatever, you know, he's put the country at great risk. Because, Captain, if someone comes across the border and they commit another homicide, I mean, that is one too many. And when we have the ability to at least make it more difficult for that, we should do it.
Right. Here comes the music. When we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you more about the DHS Secretary Mayorkas and one of the stupid things that he did yesterday. Wait till you hear this one. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program, once again, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. Now, his website is MyPillow.com, and you can go over there and take advantage of everything he's got on that home page. And then some, you'll see the prices there with the promo code label that says price with your promo code. Well, the promo code is always the word Captain. Very simple. The word Captain will get you those prices. Now, when you do that, keep in mind that there's another page right there that's got a logo link on it that says Radio Listener Specials. You click on that, that'll open up to about two dozen to maybe as many as 30 different items in there with even more insanely low prices, even lower than what's on the home page. And you're going to love what you see. Again, promo code will always be Captain. And if you want to call in your order after you see what's on the website so that you don't need to worry about getting hacked or something like that, you can do that by giving them a call at 800-641-5459. The number again, 800-641-5459. So go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all of these got there, including the Radio Listener Specials page. Enter the promo code Captain. That gets you the reduced prices. And again, the phone number is going to be 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've talked a lot about this Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, and he doesn't know his head from his butt. Listen to this one. He was testifying before Congress, talking about the advanced technology is the key to border security. Okay?
Okay.
There's only one problem.
What's that?
The new Infrastructure Act doesn't provide for the technology he referred to, so why did he even mention it?
Well, I think to create the illusion that, don't worry, folks, we're going to use high technology on the border. We don't need, you know, people or manpower or the wall.
The high technology is the wall, boots on the ground, and drones. That's it.
Well, sure. That's
right. At the present time.
Well, right. Well, they want you to think, though, it's going to be drones or infrared and all this stuff, and there's going to be an electronic frontier that's going to, you know, take care of things. People understand the practical application of what needs to be done.
Now, the Build Back Better bill, according to some people here, could cost the taxpayers as much as $10.5 billion because of one thing. Boosting the illegal alien eligibility for benefits.
And a lot of people are wondering why that would be, especially at a time when Americans are themselves struggling. Americans are looking to see the economy get back to normal. And it seems like it's going to take a long, long time to try to get there. So this is another unpopular part of the bill.
Well, it is, but that's the part that you hadn't heard about.
That's right. Well, but it's so many parts of this. You know, the idea, again, is to creating the illusion. Folks, you know, the president might say, folks, we're going to build back better, you know, and who knows what that really means, but it sounds like it's a slogan. It's just a slogan.
Now, wait till you hear this one, continuing about the border. The October border encounters with illegal Russian immigrants is up 22,428% from October of 2020.
22,000.
That's right.
That is significant in anybody's book.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Yes. Well, what we're seeing is the opening up of all this and the exposing Americans to God knows what in terms of the kind of people that would be coming across in the sense of what are their intentions? What are they going to do? Why are they coming across the border? You know, these are great questions.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to mention this again because it was mentioned yesterday on the program. The DHS Inspector General is refusing to investigate the horse-mounted Border Patrol agents, but they're not going to institute them back onto the line along the border anytime soon either.
Yes, well, what we're seeing, of course, is the creation of this misnomer that somehow they were whipping people or that it was shades of slavery and this kind of thing, but that was not true at all. It is a very politically hot thing, especially because the president himself, I believe, as I recall, got involved in it when he really shouldn't have been. When you base something on a photograph, not in context of what's happening and so forth, kind of like what we're seeing in this trial with Kyle Rittenhouse, the issue there, of course, is that we do have a lot of context of what that video shows and so forth. So that's when photographic evidence is very, very compelling. But what was shown in regards to starting up the firestorm about the Border Patrol officers on horseback was just ridiculous.
Now, we now know that Iranian-backed hackers have exploited Microsoft, and they are posing a major cyber threat, according to investigators.
That's right. We understand that law enforcement in Britain, U.S., Australia, they've all issued a joint statement talking about a serious threat from Iran to cyber security. Now, they evidently are trying to exploit some part of their systems and so forth, they're looking into it, and they are issuing a warning about that. We don't know exactly what it is, but it definitely is run by some of these groups, the dark side and so forth. At least that's the prevailing thought at this moment.
Now, Senator Lankford has slammed the Biden administration for moving to undo the religious liberty protections this country has, calling it a total disregard for Americans.
Well, one of the most important things about America, the founding of the United States, but also when people came from a different part of the world to what is now the continental United States, they were looking to be able to have religious freedom as one of the paramount issues. They wanted to worship as they see fit. And also, Captain, this is why there isn't the establishment of a state religion per se, as was a part and parcel in Europe and so forth under different regimes at that time. It's so that people have the freedom to worship, and to begin to take those things away or to try to is one of the most un-American things anybody could ever do.
Now, an interesting poll came out yesterday from the Rasmussen Reports. And it said that most gun owners do not want the U.S. government compiling information on Americans who own firearms and believe that this can only lead to all weapons being confiscated in the long term. Now, the survey found that 44% of likely U.S. voters think the federal government should keep track of who owns guns in the U.S., while an equal number of 44% disagree and 12% aren't sure. But just the fact that they're doing that means that any time they want to come for your guns, they can come for your guns because they know right where they are.
Well, and it's important to point out, now, obviously, everybody's for gun safety, responsible
gun ownership. That's a different
story. That's right. But responsible gun ownership. The captain, if they were to come for the guns, in the sense, and this is for sake of argument, if they were to come for the guns because they have a list, that's going to disarm the people who are responsible gun owners. When are they going to come for the guns that are illegal, that gang members have, that other bad actors have, and so forth? When is that going to happen? Because obviously there's no listing of that in the grand sense. But Americans have been and should be always with their eye towards liberty, freedom, and the ability to defend themselves. Not just from some government takeover or something like that, but to defend themselves from the very real things that we even witnessed last summer in 2020 when cities were on fire. This is something that is central to our safety.
Yeah, and we're getting ready to take a break here. I'm just watching my clock as we get close to the music. When we come back, folks, we're going to lay one on you about Butthead and the H-Girl. Not to be confused with Hillary, but Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who's running the Department of Transportation, and Vice President Kamala Harris, and a couple of things came out about them yesterday, in tandem, I might add, which is not very good for either them or the Democratic Party. I'll explain when we get back. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The trial and the death of Ahmaud Arbery continued on Wednesday. Travis McMichael, who fatally shot Arbery, testified in court in Brunswick, Georgia.
And he comes out and he pulls off his shirt and goes to reach in his pocket or waistband area, went for his pocket. I thought it was pocket at first, but it was, later on it didn't make sense. Because if you're going to reach your pocket, you would go for the pocket that's on whichever side you're on.
In February last year, Travis, his father Gregory, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan proceeded to chase Aubrey while Bryan recorded what happened on his phone. President Biden is in Detroit promoting his infrastructure bill he signed this week. His trip includes a visit to a GM electric vehicle plant in the Motor City. The bill includes a big investment in electric vehicle charging stations. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned Captain, Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain. And this portion of the program brought to you by Pete and Seth Talbot and their Relief Factor product, which is what I use to get myself out of pain and the discomfort that I have caused by inflammation and swelling in my left leg, foot, and ankle. Now, I've been taking this for well over 6 years. And the reason I take it is because of the fact it's all natural, 100% drug-free. The ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or whatever the problems are that you have. And again, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from 4 different metabolic pathways to alleviate the pain at the source. Now, the best thing about it, again, drug-free. The other best thing about it is if you have a pain in your leg and maybe you got a pain in your back, you take the Relief Factor, it will solve both problems. Don't ask me why, don't ask me how, but it does. And I've even gone so far as to have my shoulder with my arthritis in it bothering me, my wrist bothering me because of the arthritis in my left wrist, which has been broken 3 times. My shoulder's been broken twice. My back has been broken and fused once. It's been broken twice. And then I've had the problem with my leg. When I take that, it works. I can't explain it to you any other way. It works. So, give it a try. Try the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. And you'll know by the end of the 3rd week if it's going to work for you. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 is what it costs, and you will know. You will know whether or not that product will work for you. It's been a lifesaver for a lot of people, and I'm one of them. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we kind of teased things when we left, talking about Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg. And yeah. I call them the B&H series, the B&H clowns. How's that?
Right.
Let's start with Buttigieg first. His supply chain stumbles, and his week or two that he took off because of whatever, with all the ships lining up, and he took family leave or whatever the deal was, have damaged and did almost all but destroyed his presidential hopes. Because believe it or not, there are plenty of people that still wanted him to run for president should Joe Biden step down.
Well, that's true. But what Buttigieg has done is he's really demonstrated that, you know, maybe really wasn't ready to be Secretary of Transportation. He didn't seem to grasp the real gravity of what is still going on, even. And the American people, I think, see that. They're not anti-family leave of any kind of these kinds of things. But I do think that they expect many of their officials, and he's not an elected official, he's a secretary at this point, but they expect their government officials at these high levels to find a way to balance that, because you're talking about 350 million people who also need these things to get going. And if you're the Secretary of Transportation, that's your job. And by the way, he didn't take a leave of absence. I think especially at that time, it was really unclear who was calling the shots at transportation. Is there anybody who has some kind of direct supervision happening at that point? And I don't think that was the case at all.
Is there anybody that even knows what they're doing in the Department of Transportation?
Well, that's a great question. Exactly. But it exposed the lack of leadership, not just at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but over at transportation.
And you can push all the papers you want in a job like that. You can push all the papers you want. But unless you physically know what it takes to move stuff from seaports to warehouses and the trucking aspirations and the roads and the highways and the bridges and all that stuff that they have to travel, unless you know all of that, you don't know anything.
Well, right, and we never saw, Captain, sort of a war room be established. You know, here's what's happening. We're getting these updates every day. We're going to fix this. What we got was, hey, some genius sitting around the conference table one night said, why don't you open those ports 24/7? Whoop, that's it. Problem solved.
They didn't do it.
Well, of course they didn't. And the problem wasn't solved, but it was only for optics.
But they said they did it.
They said they did.
But guess who wouldn't go along with it?
Who's that?
The stevedores.
The stevedores, that's right, the union.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a real, real example that people are going to remember, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, a judge has rejected a Virginia school district's attempt to stop moms from distributing purportedly sensitive documents. What's that all about?
Good question. It looks like now, does this have to do with the curriculum, basically, that they're talking about?
Well, they're trying to change things and get people out and all that stuff, and they don't want them handing it out in the schools.
Yeah, well, I wonder why not, number one. This all goes to the idea that, wait a minute, parents are getting involved. I don't know how many teachers over the years, Captain, have always said, we wish more parents would get involved. We wish more parents would come to the auxiliary meeting or the booster meeting or any of these kinds of things. But here they are, and suddenly now they're public enemy number one.
Yeah, wait till you hear this one. We had a lawsuit against the Florida condo that collapsed down there. You remember that?
Right, yes.
And it says that the building collapse was triggered by the building renovation that was going on in it.
That's what this lawsuit is claiming, of course. And if that is, buttressed by the actual findings and so forth, then that will be a really big deal. It's so unfortunate But also, I think there was a lot of neglect of that building as well, and that also would have.
Which is why they were going back in to refurbish it.
Well, that's true, but they would have been, I think, liable to anticipate that such work would have a real effect on the building. Maybe not so much that it would collapse altogether, mm-hmm. but that was it safe for people to be there while it was being done?
Well, I want you to know that the high gas prices, the problem has been solved.
Oh, yes. How is that?
Joe Biden has asked the Federal Trade Commission to redouble their probe of possible illegal conduct by the oil companies with price fixing in the United States, at the same time that he asked China and Japan to pump more oil.
Well, you know, Captain, how is this, you know, this again, this is just optics.
What
well,
a jackass.
Yeah, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Why are they, when the answer is simple, and that is to drill, baby, drill.
He created the problem.
Right. No, that is,
okay, we all know that. Every one of us listening to this program, wherever you're at, we all know that Joe Biden created the problem with high gas prices when he stopped drilling in some of the some of the areas that we were in, when he stopped the Keystone Pipeline, when he stopped other things. We all know that he did this all by himself. He's got no one to blame but himself, and he doesn't want to take the blame, number one. And number two, he thinks we're all stupid that we don't understand this. Well, we do understand it, which is why he's going in the toilet, and he's not going to get his agenda across the finish line, number one. And number two, he's not going to get reelected, even if he does decide to run.
Even if he does run, right. Well, he's trying to look like he's doing something great. They're trying to set him up to look like he's being a hero. But I do have this question, Captain. If he wants China, Japan, or others to release part of their reserves and all that, does that make less global warming if the oil comes from somewhere else other than the United States of America?
Not at all.
Does that make it all better now?
Not at all.
I just don't get it. I mean, they really, as you said, they really think we're that stupid, mm-hmm. but we're not.
Yeah. And one other thing before we go to break to come up with the next Truckers and Highway and Bible report. A Pennsylvania County whistleblower has told Newsmax that data regarding thousands of ballots has been erased. And this is in Delaware County.
Well, isn't that something? This is so absurd and it's so unacceptable. We can't, which means they can't really do their forensics on the election hardly at all then.
Well, a number of seats were flipped, okay, and they deleted some of the information there so that you can't prove the eligibility of the voters or who voted or this sort of thing. I don't know what that's all about, but the Democrats got beat. This is where this one county, they went red, solid red, so I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. We'll just have to wait and find out. All right, hold that thought. Coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I got somebody to make it even more beautiful right here.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch. Don't believe me, 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 just watch.
Bruno Mars, a little Uptown Funk. And Kyle, did I have you dancing?
Absolutely. I love that one.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun in that. There's a lot of energy in that. And when he says, hey, Julio, get the stretch, well, around the corner comes the stretch.
All right.
Yep. All right. Well, you take it away with what's going on at Weston. Yes, folks, what I told you was going to happen, happened. We'll tell you about that when I get to my part of it. Go ahead, Kyle.
All right, folks. We out west, of course, we've got some rain, and this is going to be in the central coast of Oregon. It's also going to stretch over across Interstate 5. This is going to be pretty much between Eugene and Salem over towards Newport. That's on the coast there. And Richard the Marine checking in at 39 degrees earlier, and there's a gale warning off the coast there. You've got that going right now, Richard, as well. So be careful of that. We've also got some sleet and some rain over near Madras. This is going to be north of Prineville there in central Oregon, so be aware of that. Portland and Seattle will see rain, at least in the forecast, over Thursday and Friday, it looks like. We do also have some very low humidity. This in the Fort Collins, Denver area, along with some gusty winds. This reaches up through Cheyenne, Wyoming, also up near Casper, Wyoming, as well. And, folks, if you're anywhere near Evanston, Wyoming, we're checking in right now as we're on the air at 13 degrees. That's 13 degrees. It's getting pretty cold. Also cold in Coeur d'Alene, Captain, 27 degrees. Reno checking in at 33 degrees. So winter is here. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. And here we go, folks. What I told you was going to happen is what happened. Number one, we'll drop down to Texas first because over around Wichita Falls, we got a hard freeze warning there right now. Cold temperatures in the mix. We'll come across the south. We'll stay there for a second. I-10 all the way across Mississippi over to Pensacola, probably over around Navarre. We've got dense fog, a dense fog warning. The fog goes up about 50 to 75 miles north out of there up through the Alabama area and the northeastern corner of Mississippi. In addition, the snow has started right where I told you it was going to. We have lake effect snow that has started. It's hit or miss around Toledo. Then it picks up steady in Cleveland, and it's snowing all the way from Cleveland on I-90 all the way to Buffalo, New York. That's number one. Erie, of course, is in that area, so they're getting snow right now, lake effect. We're going to be talking about several inches. Could be more than that, but it's too early to tell what's going to happen. Now, up in the lee shore of Lake Ontario, going across Oswego County, and then going up north to Watertown, all the way to the Thousand Islands Bridge in the St. Lawrence Seaway, we have lake effect snow. We have lake effect snow inland into the Tug Hill Plateau, so you're going to get a lot of snow there tonight. Probably get a lot of snow on Whiteface Mountain, too. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan right now, snowing. Gale warnings along the lakes up there. Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We still have the snow in the northern part of Maine, but it's moved over now to the northeastern corner of Maine, and looks like it's moving away. We still have the gale warning from Nova Scotia down New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maine, Rhode Island, around Cape Cod, down to New York, Long Island, down to Jersey, down to Virginia, right around Norfolk, and Newport News is where that stops. And then, of course, we do have some wind tonight in the Gulf of Mexico as well, ramping all the way around from about Navarre, Florida, all the way down to the Mexican border. So, Kyle, what a difference an hour makes.
That's right.
And that lake effect snow machine, ladies and gentlemen, has kicked in up there along I-90. So be careful from Cleveland east all the way to Buffalo and moving to the east towards Rochester now. We see one band of showers, snow showers, that's headed over towards Rochester along the New York State Thruway. So be careful. Kyle, how do we hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him and his efforts. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're still waiting for the big hammer to drop there in the Rittenhouse trial. What do you think?
Well, I would say that because we're into, day three, heading into day three,
yep.
It's kind of interesting that they are taking as long as they are, which says that the case that the defense presented isn't as compelling to the jury as it necessarily should have been, perhaps. But having said that, the other pieces, it could be that the jury has felt some intimidation because of the media pressure on this case, and especially with the protests are outside, that you can hear those protests inside the courtroom.
Yep.
And the fact that this jury is not sequestered.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't either. And this tells us that that they have access to any media reports. Whether they're told not to, they can go home and do whatever they want, and who's watching them? So, again, I think it's in a lot of ways, this is a very big, it's one big reason why, if there is a conviction, he's got, of whatever sort, he has lots of reasons for an appeal.
Yeah, and the longer this goes on, the greater the chance for what I keep thinking is going to happen, and that is a hung jury.
Well, there could be that, too. There certainly could be. It only takes one.
Yeah.
So, it's, juries can surprise you. They could come back today and kind of blow our minds. So, as I say, judge slowly.
Well, we will definitely keep our eyes on this. You are, I am, and if we see anything, we'll definitely get it out there for the people as soon as we do. Not everybody's watching this on TV. Hold that thought. I'll be back, folks, with Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and she will give you the phone number in the process. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.